Well, cats get stuck in trees. It happens even to the best of us pet owners. But if you live in the Prince George area, then there's someone you can call to get your cat out of a tree, out of a pinch. Tony Beetlestone has been rescuing pets for 30 years now, and he's got the business card to prove it. He joins me now from the Prince George studio. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Ash.
How do you land the title of pet rescuer, professional pet rescuer?
Well, it was some 30 years ago, and I got a call just because I run a tree service, and somebody asked me to climb their tree to get their cat out. And from there, they passed my number to the fire department and the SPCA, and I've been getting calls ever since.
It's something that I think is maybe more challenging than the average person realizes until they've actually had a cat in a tree. Why is it that people have to call you and they can't just clamber on up there themselves?
Well, climbing trees isn't an easy thing to do. And usually the moment you start climbing a tree, the cat will go right to the very top, though most of them do. And then they put up a real fight when you get to them to try and get them down.
What is the hardest part of that job, I guess?
The hardest part is definitely climbing it and then getting to the cat, getting them to not go right to the top, and then getting them into a bag to lower them down by rope.
Tony, I understand that you were in a falling accident previously. Can you tell us about that and what the result of that was?
I had my leg squashed off by a tree 4 years ago. And yeah, basically it was a falling.
How did that happen?
I fall trees on the coast and in the interior as well as doing my tree service. So it just was a falling accident.
All right. And does it pose any challenges when you're out there in the trees today?
No, not really. The technology these days is so good. It didn't slow me down for long. A couple of months and I was back at it.
Now, I imagine after 30 years of doing this, you've seen quite a few interesting situations in the trees. What are some of your favorite memories?
Well, none of them are my favorite. It's never fun rescuing a cat, but out of all of them, I've had to fall three trees, probably out of about 75 cats in total I've rescued over the years.
With the cat in the tree?
With the cat in the tree, yep, because they, like I say, they tend to climb to the very top, and I'm a fair-sized man, so they get to a point in the tree where it's too dangerous for me to get to them. So, yeah, I've had to fall three trees over the years, and all the cats survived.
What is the look on the owner's face when you tell them you're about to drop a tree with their precious cat in there?
Well, they totally understand when I say I'm not willing to die to rescue the cat. So they,
right.
And I don't know. They're not excited about it, of course, but it's worked out every time, thank goodness. I've had to use the pulley system with the pickup to lower the tree slowly two of the three times. The last one actually was just a couple of days ago, and it was far into the forest where I couldn't get my truck and pulley system. So he was 120 feet in the air, and it was a fast trip to the ground for him. But as they say, cats always land on their feet, and they do.
And so you have a clean record then, fully successful for pet rescues. That sounds impressive over 30 years.
Fully successful. I have over the years dropped one. He bit and chewed and clawed me so bad and managed to get out of my grip, and he bounced down the branches about 60 feet, and he survived as well.
Do you have a memory of helping out a particularly distraught owner or someone that you're particularly proud of having saved?
I think all of them made me proud. The owner is always very happy to have them rescued. One cat was in the tree for 3 weeks in the middle of winter. That one kind of sticks out. And same as the one just a couple of days ago, I actually rescued him a week and a half ago, and he didn't come home for 2 days, and then he got home and was back up in a tree the following day, and then he was up there for a week because I was out of town.
So I didn't realize that. I guess when you fall the tree, the cat doesn't, it's not like he falls into your arms and it's an easy job from there on out.
No, you fall the tree as slowly as possible, and I guess it's always hard to see, but right before the tree hits the ground, the cat usually jumps, and they usually, every time they bolt it out of there like a bolt of lightning and they don't
now,
see
him. Now, I imagine there's not like a trade school or a continuing studies you can sign up for in pet detective or pet rescue. So is this, how much of this has been learning on the job?
All of it, I suppose. Yep.
Biggest lessons?
It's no fun. I don't know. I don't like to do it, but you know, somebody's got to help these cats.
How many people do you think are in the Prince George area or in BC that you've heard of that are, you know, offering the same level of service that you do?
As far as I know, in Prince George here, nobody else does it. I've gotten a couple other tree service friends to go and do a job for me getting a cat when I was out of town, but they did it once and they'll have nothing more to do with it.
Really? It's that hard?
It's very hard. It's just, like I say, the cats always want to go to the top of the tree and then they want to chew you up when you get to them.
Tony, is it always cats and is it always trees, or have you found yourself in other rescue situations?
I've rescued some dogs from out in the wilderness that were left behind and starving and dying, obviously, but yeah, always cats in the trees in town.
Being that you have a monopoly in this particular sector, how much would you charge for a cat rescue, an average cat rescue, not one of these 3 week long winter jobs?
I don't charge very much, $50 to $100 usually, but
wow.
Very cheap compared to going to the vet.
And it's hard. You don't charge very much. What keeps you in it?
I'm just an animal lover, and I suppose my wife would never allow me not to rescue them.
She's grown accustomed to being with a hero, I suppose. A cat hero.
I guess if you could put it that way, sure.
Tony, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Ash.
All right, have a great day.
You
Tony
too.
Beadlestone is a tree servicer and a pet rescuer. You can get a hold of him in the Prince George area if you do need his services.
I think that's definitely not something I'd ever try to get good at. Maybe a turtle rescuer because of the low to the ground and they got a shell already. So I can maybe get into that business if this doesn't work out for me, maybe.
I'm a klutz. It's not my job to rescue anything. I am the rescuee.
Oh, no, but turtles swim. What am I talking about? No, I'll have to think of something else. I don't know.